What a blessing it is to have been baptized into Christ. What joy to have been immersed in the waters of rebirth, to have been born again of water and the Spirit through no merit of our own, but purely through the gift of God. We who deserved nothing have been given everything. We who have eaten of the fruit of perdition now partake freely of the bread of immortality. We who have died in Adam have been raised to everlasting life in Christ. We humans tend to value only those things that are costly to us. Because salvation is a free gift, it is easy to undervalue it, to ignore it, to put off thinking about it until perhaps it is too late. We forget that the eternal life that is our destiny, though freely given to us, was purchased at a great price. Our life cost Jesus his life. But we are so seldom grateful, so often choosing rather to remain unconscious of the gift. Similarly, we who have been given resurrection for free spend our life's time and treasure trying to purchase mere survival, which is but a paltry shadow, a delusion, a parody of the genuine life that is already ours. Worse, when we try to buy survival, our currency is often the coin of exploitation, of greed, and of violence committed against one another and against the earth that is our common home. In the end, survival is a very bad investment. By conquering death with his own death, Christ has delivered us from this deception and now offers us, his chosen ones, the freedom to spend freely whatever we have in love, not to buy survival for ourselves, but to share life with all. Sharing life is, after all, one of God's most stupendous attributes. And having been liberated from fear of death, we have the capacity to do as God does. Give our lives for the life of this beloved and lovely world. Can anything be more godlike? Christ is risen, and so are you. Now go and share your resurrection with everybody. Be the gift you have received.